hey, I should get paid, you know, for all the T-shirt logos I've dragged around the world for most of my life. But instead, you know, I buy the shirts and give away the free advertising. In times of economic stress, yes, I have considered drafting an invoice to the clothing companies, to Nike, but that's not going anywhere, right? So it is in solidarity with all of the logo-wearing T-shirt guys and gals who have given freebies to corporate America for decades that we turn now to America's economically stressed towns and cities. Cities across the country are considering the question of paid sponsorship, selling ads. KFC has, during the recession, purchased ads on manhole covers and fire hydrants in Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee after helping cities to cover their infrastructure costs. These proposals have had their share of controversy. When Tynesboro, Massachusetts, considered putting ads on police cars, Police Chief William Mulligan voiced some strong objections.
My concern was because we're an enforcement agency, and I believe people believe law enforcement, when they arrive, should be neutral and detached. They should not represent the interest of any one group, whether a business or a social group. And our officers and myself were concerned that if we arrived, say, at a grocery store, and we were dealing with an issue there, and we're in the parking lot, we could be advertising for another grocery store.
Yeah, this arrest brought to you by, it's counterintuitive, I know, but Baltimore City Council earlier this year passed a resolution to sell ads on fire trucks. The decision comes in the wake of the city government's decision to close three fire stations. The city councilman who wrote the proposal, William Pete Welch, says the advertisements could help save those fire stations or avert similar cuts in the future. Mr. Welch, welcome to the program.
Oh, how are you?
Great. We're also with us is Jody Berg, CEO and founder at MediaWorks LTD, a Baltimore-based media communications agency. Jody.
Hi, how are you?
So you and Pete are collaborating here. Is that right, Jody?
Well, not really collaborating. When he started to go to talk about this and bring this up, we kind of saw a possibility of an opportunity for some of our clients. So it's really all Councilman Welch, and I've just come in and talked to him and given some ideas and expressed our opinion.
Councilman Welch, what do you envision here? I mean, the fire trucks, ads for hot wings? Probably not, right?
Well, there are two pieces of legislation. One of those pieces of legislation, one enables the advertising, but the other one sets up a committee that will handle all the aspects of advertising, the size, the shape, the categories of advertising, how it will be affixed or not affixed to the vehicles. And it will be set up by the fire department itself.
And how much money can you raise? How do you come up with an ad sort of rate structure?
That also will be determined by that committee, whether it'll be by longevity, by inch. They'll determine exactly how that structure will work and how much revenues will be raised, whether it's one ad per vehicle or more than one.
Now, it's my understanding that the fire trucks typically stay in the firehouse. They're not driving around unless there's an actual emergency. Doesn't that affect the ability of the ad to really have impact?
Well, not really. There was a young man, Milton Rice, who actually, from a consulting firm based in Washington, who actually studied the three companies that were scheduled to be closed, and he looked at the actual appearances, how many appearances in a week occur with these vehicles. And while they're in firehouses, they actually sit outside a number of times. And they're at festivals, they're at schools, they make more than just fire appearances.
Well, I'll tell you, my two-year-old, if he saw a Toys R Us ad on a fire truck, it would have an impact on him, that's for sure. Jody Berg, how do you advise clients on something like this? I suspect the vitamin water people probably do not want an ad at the water treatment facility.
Exactly. I mean, we feel that there are so many, there's a number of industries, healthcare, insurance. I mean, we have a group of a healthcare organization that we think that would be perfect. It's got to be, you know, ties to the community. It would be better headquarter, but not necessarily. But it just has to be tasteful, be the right fit. And it's in our industry, we're always looking for new vehicles, new ways for our clients to showcase, brand their message. And if you can do it at the same time and helping your community save jobs, saving lives, you know, it could be a win-win situation for everybody. It just has to be the right client. And there is a number of industries, education or insurance or healthcare, that we think would be a perfect fit.
And I was wondering when you were going to say it's a win-win situation, Jody, but that's okay. That's all right. You're a media communications consultant. That's what you do. But isn't there a conflict of interest problem here? I mean, Health and Human Services brought to you by Humana, that would be a non-starter.
I just think there are so many. I mean, if you were doing this for this community, and like the Councilman Welch said, one of the fire stations that they want to close saved three people's lives last week or a couple weeks ago. I mean, this is something that we, you know, have got to try and fix, because it's a very scary would be for the city. So I just think there are a lot of health care, and I think if you do it tastefully, again, we're not, wouldn't sell anything, not pizza for $4.99, but more of a branding message that, you know, it could be a positive, done tasteful, positive to the city and
all right,
to the client.
Before we go, Councilman Welch, just think out loud with me. What do you envision on that fire truck that would meet the Welch standard?
Well, it's not a Welch standard. The fire department, firemen are very covetous of their vehicles, and it's a stretch for them to actually consider putting something on one of their vehicles. They're high maintenance. They're very proud of their vehicles. This was a groundbreaking decision on their part to allow something to be affixed to their vehicles. And the categories, as I said earlier, really will be up to them. I don't think there's certain types or categories of ads that they'll consider, but the categories that they will, they're mom, apple pie, and baseball people. And within those categories, I think you'll find a myriad of things that they would like to have on their vehicles.
Have you talked to the Orioles about this?
The Orioles have talked with us, as a matter of fact. We have a new ethics law in Baltimore where we can't reach out to organizations and bring them in. We have to actually file an ethics form that goes to the ethics board, that goes to our board of estimates, and then has a 45-day window before we can raise money for any organization.
So I've been pushing you into some dangerous territory here this morning.
Well, no, not really, because people contact us. We give them a list to people who are actually going to form the committee, and then they can go forward and bring these people together.
Well, Councilman Welch, thanks so much for your candor. Good luck with this program. William Pete Welch is behind an initiative in the Baltimore City Council to allow fire trucks to have advertisements. Working with him on an informal basis is Jody Berg, CEO and founder at MediaWorks LTD, a Baltimore-based media communication agency. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.